Today's Shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Pei Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Pei Aleph on the Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Teaches us the Mishnah that if we are bringing the Karmen Toida, the Lechem from Ma'aseh Sheni, so the Mishnah said, V'lo Yavi, don't bring Mechite Ma'aseh Sheni from the actual grain that was designated for Ma'aseh Sheni, Elam and Mas Ma'aseh Sheni. What should be used, said the Mishnah, is the money that we have for the Ma'aseh Sheni. Says the Rav Nachman, Rav Chizkiya, Amri Tavayu, they both are of the opinion, Lo Shanu, the halacha that we can't use the grain, El Mechite Ma'aseh Sheni, only from grain that was actually designated for Ma'aseh Sheni. Al Mechite Malakuchas from Ma'aseh Sheni, if somebody had Ma'aseh Sheni, he redeemed the Ma'aseh Sheni, and he got money for that. And then he took that money and bought with it bought with a grain, that is not direct Ma'aseh Sheni. It's only something that was bought from Ma'aseh Sheni proceeds, and suggests the Gemara that may be used to bring the Karmen Toida, the Karmen Toida. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yirmiya Kamed Rav Zera. Rav Yirmiya was sitting in front of Rav Zera. Yosef Rav Yirmiya Kamed Rav Zera. Yosef Kamar. Lo Yishan Al Mechite Ma'aseh Sheni. This that we say we could only use the grain of Ma'aseh Sheni. Al Mechite Al Kuchas B'Mos Ma'aseh Sheni. Mechitin that was bought from Ma'aseh Sheni Yavi. Amalei, Rav Zera said to Rav Yirmiya, Rebbe Ata Oymekein. He says to him, Rebbe, this is what you hold. Ani Oymer. But he says, I of the opinion, Shafilu Mechit al Kuchs B'Mos Ma'aseh Sheni, even wheat that was bought with the proceeds of Ma'aseh Sheni, Lo Yavi may not be brought. And what you would have to do is then, if you want to bring Lachmei Toida from the Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to take money that you got as a proceed from Ma'aseh Sheni and buy the chalas from him. The Gemara, the Tosfos in Masechta Gittin points out, Rabbi Yirmiya was a colleague of Rav Zera. He was younger than him, but he still called Rav Zera Rebbe out of respect. He continues to say, I will explain my opinion, and I will explain your opinion. I'll explain your opinion. Again, a tremendous show of respect that he first explains the other one's opinion before he explains his own opinion. From where do we learn that a carbon toida we could use Ma'aseh Sheni? We learn it from Shlomim. Shlomim, that the halacha that we could use Ma'aseh Sheni proceeds to buy a Shlomim. We learn with Gzeira Shava of Shom from Ma'aseh Sheni. By Shlomim, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Shlomim v'chata Shom. And by Ma'aseh Sheni, the Pasuk says, V'chata Shom v'fnei Hashem. So we learn Gzeira Shava, the Shom that it says by Ma'aseh Sheni. So too, the Shlom that said by Ma'aseh Sheni refers to the actual Ma'aseh Sheni. So too is the halacha when we're speaking about the Shlomim. And we can learn from here that we could use Ma'aseh Sheni to buy Shlomim. Then we proceed one step further, that we can learn Toida that could come from Ma'aseh Sheni. We learn from Shlomim, because the Torah calls the Karmen Toida Shlomim. The Pasuk says regarding the Karmen Toida, Ubisar Zevach Toidas Shlomov. Umanah. And once we're learning this way, we go a step further. Mashlam ain't good for Ma'aseh. You can't use Ma'aseh Sheni for the actual Shlomim, because Ma'aseh Sheni comes from produce. And a common Shlomim, by definition, is an animal. Af Toida Nami, so even when we speak about the Karmen Toida, which includes, as we learn so often, the Chalas, which come from grain, the Halacha is ain't good for Ma'aseh. The chalas of the toida cannot come from actual Ma'aseh Sheni. But if we buy grain with the proceeds of Maaseh Sheni, they are the actual Maaseh Sheni. That, and therefore the halacha is that you could use chitin that were bought with Mos Maaseh Sheni. Of course, the obvious question that the Mefarshim ask is, we're learning the halacha of Toida from Shlomim. But as the Gemara just indicated, Shlomim are an animal. Mice, chalas are grain. So isn't this a situation of you can't learn one halacha from a situation where the halacha is not applicable, say the Achronim. But since the whole basis of our Gemara, that you can do this, is only because we learn from Shlomim, so we have to apply it, they explain, to all situations of Taida, even if they're a situation that would not be applicable by Shlomim. And then he says, Rav Zera says that you can't take chitin that were bought from Maaseh Sheni proceeds and use those chitin for the chalas of the lachem taidam, because aim at time with the, he says, now I'm going to explain my opinion. Taidam hechakayafin Allah. From where do we learn that we could bring a taida from Maaseh Sheni from Shlomim? The Shlomim, as we just learned, that we could use Maisa for Shlomim, because we learn Xer Shavu Shom and Maisa. Ma Shlomim Eimim Maisa. The Shlomim is not something you bring Maisa from. Af Toida Eimim and Maisa. The Toida should be something that cannot be Maisa. Lafika, we learn from this, Chitin al Kuchas, but Mos Maaseh Sheni. If you're going to buy grain with Maaseh Sheni money, that since Chitin is something that is, you could be, we have Maiser from Chitin, we can't use actual Chitin that were brought with Maiser money for the Challah. We could only use the money that we got from Maaseh Sheni to buy it. Says the Gemara, Amar Vami Hamatbis, Mos Maaseh Sheni L'Shlomim. If somebody says that this money, Mos Maaseh Halalu, this money that I got for selling Maaseh Sheni, what I intend to do is use it for Shlomim. Loikana Shlomim, the Aloch, so now the question is, does it become Maaseh Sheni? Does the Kedusha Shlomim apply to the Kesef? And the answer is that yes, my Tama. What's the reason? The Loyalim Kedusha Shlomim, the Mechla Kedusha Maaseh Sheni. That the halacha is that the money which has already been designated for Maaseh Sheni, that money cannot have that, it already has a level of Kedusha. You cannot make that money into Maaseh Sheni. And even though we've learned in our shiur already, and we will be speaking about this much more extensively, that you could use the money to buy a shlomim behema, that's correct. You could take that money, you could sell the Maaseh Sheni and buy with it an animal, and then when you designate the animal that for kamen shlomim, then it will be a kamen shlomim. But to say that the actual money should have on it Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, that can't be done. The Torah does not give us the ability to take something that already has a Kedusha in it to put another Kedusha on it. And since this money already has on it Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, this money cannot get Kedushas Shlomim. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Mishnah the Maaseh Sheni says, Halakei Chaya L'Zivach Shlomim, if somebody buys a chaya. So we know the halacha is that a chaya can never be used as a carbon. So if the halacha is that a chaya can never, be used for carbon shlamim, or for any carbon, so somebody buys with Maaseh Sheni money a chaya, saying that it's going to be used for shlamim, or he buys a behema, Labasa Tava, he buys with the Maaseh Sheni money meat, just buys meat to eat, not to use for shlomim, la yotza or lechulim. So the halacha normally is that if somebody buys an animal for shlomim and the or goes to the owner, the skin of that, a hide of that animal goes to the owner, The halacha is that the hide of the animal, and I used Ma'aser Sheni to buy that animal for Shlomim, the hide of the animal is not considered Ma'aser Sheni. But that's when you did what you were supposed to do. What do I mean when I say you did what you were supposed to do? What you did, what you're supposed to do is, what you did, to, what you're supposed to do is buy the animal for the sake of Shlomim. Here, in both examples, he did what he wasn't supposed to do. He bought a chayif for Shlomim, and that is not the right thing to do, because as we just finished saying, you can't use a chaya for Shlomim. And therefore, the R retains a kedushas ma'aser sheni, that you should use the R of that chaya to buy animal for Karban Shlomim. And the similarly, when you bought meat, that you should have bought the meat for Karban Shlomim, you should have bought the animal for Karban Shlomim. And when you do that, as I said, the R becomes chulin. What this person did is he said, I'm buying the meat for regular eating. So again, the R retains the Kedushas Maisa. Says the Gemara, Lav Lememra, wasn't this Mishnah coming to teach us, the Karban Shlomim, that they get a Kedushas Shlomim. But we just finished learning that it doesn't get a Kedushas Shlomim because the money already has Kedushas Maisa. Ahet Ma'ala answers the Gemara. In the yeshiva, they explain this Mishnah. Amar Rav, Lo Karban Shlomim. There cannot be a Kedushas Shlomim on this. All that the Mishnah meant to teach us was that that the halacha, that the R normally when you buy shlomim becomes chulin, will not be applicable here. And says the Gemara, my tama, why is that? Why does the R not lose its status that normally is the case when you buy an animal with ma'aser sheni produce? Explains the Gemara, Amaraba, because Nasik Lekech Sholach Arisha. If somebody uses the Ma'aser Sheni money to buy an animal that he wants to use for plowing, which is not correct, because you're supposed to use the Ma'aser Sheni proceeds for eating. And the halacha is that if you bought an animal with this improper way, the halacha is you have to sell that animal and buy food with that proceed, as the Torah wants. The Torah wants that all the proceeds of Ma'aser Sheni should be used for eating Yerushalayim. Here too, when you bought a chaya for Karban Shlomim, you did the wrong thing, because you're supposed to buy not a chaya, you're supposed to buy a behema and use the animal for Karban Shlomim. And this chaya, which cannot be used for that purpose, because as I keep on repeating, a chaya cannot be used for a carbon. So here, where you did the wrong thing, the regular halacha of the going out to chulin will not be applicable. That so it has nothing to do with what he discussed about if you buy with ma'aser sheni shlomim, can that thing get the Kedusha Shlomim? Itmar continues the Gemara, Amatus Maris Ma'aser Sheni L'Shlomim. If somebody uses Ma'aser Sheni produce, proceeds for Shlomim, Riyachar Makani, there is Kedusha Shlomim on the money, Rav Elezer Amaloi Kani, there is no Kedusha Shlomim on the money. Believe it or not, Yehudah Domen Ma'aser Mamon Hedjit, says the Gemara, there's a question which we referenced. There's a fundamental question is, Ma'aser Sheni considered Mammon Hegdish, Mammon Gavoya, or is Ma'aser Sheni considered Mammon Balaam? So says the Gemara. I'll leave it to you, according to the opinion of Yehuda Domen Ma'aser, that says Ma'aser Sheni is Mammon Hegdit, and the most practical nafgamina would be, can you use that money to be Mekadish a woman? The halacha is that you can. It's considered like your money. The Kulam Lepligi, everybody will agree that since Mas Ma'aser Sheni is considered Chulin, the Kedusha Shlomim could be a chal on that money. Ki Pligi, where will we have the Machalik Salib, the Ramei Dama Ma'aser Sheni, Mamun Gavayu? According to the opinion that says Ma'aser Sheni is considered Mamun Hegdish. mandam alaykani, the mandam that says that the kedusha shlomim cannot be chal on that money, holds on that ma'aser sheni money, holds like Rameyer, because ain hegdish chal al hegdish. So if it already has kedusha ma'aser, it can't have kedusha to get on a kedusha shlomim, because ma'aser sheni coin to Rameyer has in it kedusha, and there's a rule of ain chal ain hegdish chal al chal al hegdish. Some explain in a fundamental way. Mammon Hegdish, by definition, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belongs to the Hegdish. So you can't divert it. A mandamer, and the mandamer says that Kani, says that even if you'll hold the Maisa Shani Mammon is Mammon Gavaya, Kim of the Maisa Karvel Shlomim, as we've been saying throughout our Shir, the purpose of Maisa Shani, the best thing to do with Maisa Shani money is to use it for Shlomim. So commitment lay not mitafis. So you're doing what you're supposed to do. They're using that Maisa Shani money for the proper purpose. Since you're using the Maisa Shani money for the proper purpose, so then we could understand why it's chal. Meisvei, according to the Manda Omer, asked the Gemara that Rebbe Loza said that Kedusha Shlomim cannot be chal on Maisa Shani. It says in the Brisa, "Amatvus Mos Ma'aser Sheni L'Shlomim." If somebody designates Ma'aser Sheni money for Shlomim, Shapoidim, when you apoida that money, Ma'aser Shnei Chaimshim, you have to put on it two times at a Chaimish Echus Lagdish, because you're taking money that has in a Kedusha Shlomim, and you want to be poided. And the halach is that whenever you poida Kedush, you have to add a Chaimish, as the pasuk says. V'yosef chamishas kesef erk chalav. And then there's another halacha that whenever somebody's poida ma'aser sheni money, he has to add it a fifth, as the pasuk says, v'mgol yigal ishrei ma'aser chamishas yosef alav. Now, if it's not have a kedusha shlomim, if we're saying that the kedusha shlomim is not chal on the kedusha ma'aser, so then why is there an obligation to add a fifth for being poida shlomim? Says the Gemara, Mi Savrit, don't explain that Bryce is following everybody's opinion. Her Mani, who is the opinion of that Bryce? Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned a few moments ago, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maiser is Mum and Balam. And as we explained, the Gemara explained, if you hold that Maiser is Mum and Balam, then you're certainly going to hold that the Shlomim can be Chal on the Maiser. And therefore, the halacha that this Braisa quoted, that you're going to have to give two chaimish, is most understandable. And that Braisa follows that opinion. So our Gemara said that the right thing to do with Ma'aser Sheni funds is to buy a carbon shlomim. If somebody is magdish money for a carbon shlomim, the money acquires kedusha shlomim of a shlomim. That means we have to use that money to buy a carbon shlomim. But we just learned that if you bought a chaya with Ma'aser Sheni money funds, and you said that it should be used for shlomim, the Mishnah is saying that since, as we kept on repeating, a chaya cannot be used as a carbon, because the Torah specifies when it speaks about what kind of animals can be used for a carbon, the Torah says, Bokat Soim V'Izim, the chaya only gets Kedushas Damim, and it could be sold, and you use the proceeds to buy shlomim. Rav Ami says that the chaya that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni funds does not acquire kedusha shlomim. It doesn't have to be sold for the purchase of a shlomim. And Rav Ami says that one, even though one could use Ma'aser Sheni funds to purchase a carbon shlomim, and obviously that's the best thing to do, one cannot be magdish Ma'aser Sheni to make the give a kedusha stomim. Kedusha stomim cannot be put on some money that already has kedusha ma'aser sheni. So therefore, if somebody says that he's using the money for chaya, it's not going to be effective. It's very clear from our Gemara, and we kept on saying, that a chaya can't be used as a carbon. But the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Lamed Aleph, actually brought a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan says that if somebody brings a chai as a carbon, he's in violation of a mitzvah to say. Because as we said, the Torah HaKadosha says, Adam ki yakim mikem karmel Hashem, min ha-behemim, min ha-bokim, min ha-tsoyim, ta-krivus kabanchem, and you're not allowed to bring a chayim. But Reish Lakish disagrees. And Reish Lakish says that although there is a mitzvah to bring a behemim as a carbon, if somebody brings a chaya, he's not doing any iser. So ask Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Toiv that according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish's opinion seems to be at odds with our Gemara. Because our Gemara kept on saying that you can't use a chaya as a carbon. So express the Or Sameach. Yes, Reish Lakish actually agrees that one should not be Magdish a chaya as a shlomim. Because it's not supposed to be brought as a carbon. And actually bringing a chaya as a carbon would be a violation of a concept that we discussed in our previous year of chulin azara. Reish Lakish is referring to a situation where somebody puts a chaya on the mizbeach, not as a carbon. Reish Lakish is not disagreeing with a pasuk. The pasuk says that a chaya can't be a carbon. He says, if you put it on the mizbeach for eitzim, for fuel. And Reish Lakish is saying that although a behemoth tameya can't be put on the mizbeach under any circumstances, not even for wood, Reish Lakish will say that a chaya can be put on the mizbeach to be used for fuel, for wood. But as an animal, as a carbon, he's certainly going to agree that it can't be put on for that purpose. If that's the way we're going to understand Reish Lakish, so our Gemara that kept on repeating that you can't use our Gemara that kept on repeating that you can't use a chai as a carbon is most understandable. Says the Gemara Menayim, Loi Maharei Loi Taida. How do we know that if somebody takes upon himself to bring a carbon Taida, Shaloi Yavi Ela Menachulin, that the funds that he uses should be only chulin funds? Tamalayma, Fazavach the Pesach Lashem Lekecha Tsoi Nebaka. Now the question is, Valei Pesach Bo Ela Mekvasim Menizim. This is a pasuk by Karmen Pesach, and we know that the pasuk says that menakvasim menizim tikachu, only those kinds of animals can be used for Karmen Pesach. How does it say here Tsoi Nebakim? In Makan Im Kain, ask the Mishnah Matam Alayma Tsoi Nebakar, what does the Torah mean with the word Tsoi Nebakar? Lahakish Kol Abom and Tsoi Nebakar LePesach, to make the following limud. Ma Pesach Dovash B'chayva, a Karmen Pesach is something that we're obligated to bring. Ayin Abba Elamin Achulan, we can't use, as the Gemara will explain, Maisa Sheni, funds for the Karmen Pesach. Af Kol Dovash B'chayva, anything that we're obligated to bring, Ayin Abba Elamin Achulan, we could only use Chulan funds. Lefikach, Hayma Relei Toida Relei Shlamim, if somebody obligates himself to bring a Toida or Shlamim, Hoyle Abayin Chaylim, he took upon himself this obligation, and therefore the halacha is layuviu elamin achulin. When a sochim, when somebody brings the nesachim with his carbon, b'chol makom, under all circumstances, whatever he, no matter how he expressed his obligation, even if he said, as we learned in the previous sugya, that if somebody said, arei olai lahavi es hakarbon min ha-maaser, that the halacha is you can then bring the carbon from the maaser, the nesachim, that there's no option. The halach is that the nesachim always have to come layaviu. The nesachim always have to come elam and achulim. The shlamim, which are eaten, so they could come from Maisa Sheni. Because as we keep on repeating in our shir, the halach is that Maisa Sheni, or the proceeds of Maisa Sheni, have to be used for eating. So a carbon, toida, shlamim, can be used for eating. But nesachim that come along with a carbon, the nesachim are completely burnt in the mizbeach, and the carbon and the wine is poured down the drain. If that's the case, we could understand why it can't come from the chilun. I saw a very nice pshat. We learned the Gemara saying, Kol dov shebechoiva en abo al mechulun. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yigimel, Kshat mispalo, Al tasa tvascha kva. And the Baal Tanur explains, when somebody has an obligation, he says, when will I be able to take care, not have this responsibility on me, this obligation. Kol davisha b'chayva, anything that you do as if you're chayva, as if you're obligated to do, ain't a ba'alam and a chulin. If somebody does an avoidus Hashem, davening, learning any mitzvah, and he does it with the feeling that it's a chayv, it's an obligation, it's not something that I really want to do, ain't a ba'alam and a chulin. That is an indication that the person's intention in doing that mitzvah, ain't a ba'alam and a chulin, is not the proper intention. So here we learned a very important rule that you can't use, when you have to do something, you can't use something that you're obligated to do, you have to use chulin funds. And the question, one of the common questions that comes up is what's going to be the halacha by matanos lavyoinim? That on Purim we're obligated to give matanos lavyoinim. Can we use maisa money for matanos lavyoinim? Or is that not permitted? And the halacha, clearly the Paiskim say, is that since we're obligated to give matanos lavyoinim, we can't use maisa money for matanos lavyoinim. However, the Magen Avraham says, that we have the minimum obligation, is obligation to give two matanos lavyoinim. So the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that you can't fulfill that obligation with maisa sheni money. However, if you are giving more than you're obligated to do, so there, that's just stucker that you could give, obviously use your maisa money. In general, there's a discussion, if somebody is obligated to do something, can he fulfill his obligation two ways? For example, if somebody took upon himself to fast for 40 days, and amongst those 40 days, there's a fast day, or somebody took upon himself to learn the Daf Yomi, and besides learning the Daf Yomi, he has another shiur. So he took upon himself to learn two limudim, and it comes out that the day that they're learning the Daf Yomi is also the day that they're learning this other limud. Can he fulfill both obligations? And the answer the Paiskim say is that if the person took upon himself 40 days to fast, he took upon those 40 days no matter what. He took upon himself to learn a certain thing every day and learn the daf every day. That's not considered, that is considered that he's fulfilling his obligation. It isn't a violation of kol davish b'chayva and a ba'al man al-chulun. Says the Gemara, Pesach Gufa Menayim. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that we learn from Karban Pesach, that just like the Karban Pesach comes from Chulin, so too is the halacha by all kabbanis. So we learned it from Karban Pesach, but asking about Pesach Gufa Menolan, how do we know that that is the halacha by Karban Pesach? The Tanya said, the Mar the Brisa said, Rabbi Elazar Oimer Nemar, the pious success by Pesach, the Klai Yisrael brought in the Midbar, in Mitzrayim, they brought in Mitzrayim, and then Pesach, L'dayrus, that we bring a Karban Pesach for all future generations. Ma Pesach Abba Hamam Mitzrayim. The Pesach that we brought in Mitzrayim, Loi Ba'alam Nechulin, by definition only came from the Chulin. There was no Maisa Sheni yet in the world at that time. Ah Pesach Amal L'dayrus, when we speak about Pesach and future generations, Loi Ba'alam Nechulin should only come from the Chulin. Amal Rekiva, to which Rabbi Kiva said, V'chidon and Efshar Mishia Efshar, there was no Maiser in Mitzrayim. Since there was no Maiser in Mitzrayim, obviously they could only bring the Karban Pesach from Chulin, because the concept of Maiser Sheni, there was no such a thing. But in future generations, where we already have obviously Maiser Sheni, maybe then the halacha would be that you can use Maiser Sheni to bring a Karban. V'chidon Efshar Mishefshar, Amma Loit, which Rabbi Elazar said, Abishi Efshar, even though, as we just said, in Mitzrayim, there was no Maiser Sheni, and therefore, it should not really serve as a source, still Raya Gedolihi, it's still considered a valid Raya, with Nilman Mimene. Kaza Rabbi Kiva. After Rabbi Kiva saw that this claim of learning from Pesach and Mitzrayim is a weak raya, V'don Acher, he made another point. Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, when we speak about Pesach that was born in Mitzrayim, Shekein Ein Tonim Matan Don V'Murim L'Gabim Mizbeach. The blood of the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was put on the door. It wasn't put on the Mizbeach. So we can learn from there about Korbanos that are put on Mizbeach. Time of Pesach Doiris. Can we learn the halacha of future generations Korban Pesach that are treated like a regular carbon? Shatan Matan Dom Vimuril Gab Mizbeach. Amaloi, the Pasuk says, Hareyu Oimer. When the Pasuk says about the Korban Pesach the Klai Yisrael brought as they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Vayikiv Yach Hashem Alarch Kanani Vavadites Avadit Zabuchadish Zazah. So says the Gemara, we learn from that Pasuk, Sheikol Avadish Alchadish Kazah Kazah. The Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim and the Pesach that's brought in future generations are all treated the same. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Kiva said we can learn from the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim because ain't done Efshir Mish Efshir. And then he said, there's another reason why we can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, because Pesach Mitzrayim, the blood wasn't put on the Mizbeach. Future generations, the Pesach blood is put on the Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara, let's understand what Rabbi Kiva means to say here, ask the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva, Isavala, if his opinion is, that we can learn something which is passable from something which is impassable, and therefore we can't learn the halacha of Pesach Doiris, where there was, we can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, where there was no Maisa for future generations, like the Masayu. And that's why it should be a good question. Ain't done Efshir Mishi Efshir. And he hadabei, and if he disagree, if he agrees with the Belezer, for the Lagovim Pesach Mitzrayim, and the reason was because Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbech, and there was, and in the future generation there is, Pesach Midbar Yechiyach, that even though Pesach in the Midbar, there was a Mizbeach, still, there was no Meiser, because the Meiser obligation only began when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why did Rabbi Kiva say both of these arguments? Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. Rabbi Kiva was speaking to Rabbi Lezer, the Dvar of the Rabbi Lezer Kamer, and he was saying as follows, look at thee, you can't learn the halacha of future generations from Pesach Mitzrayim, because ain't done an Efshir Mishi Efshir. Lididach, but according to you, the Amrit done an Efshir Mishi Efshir, that we can, Malam Pesach Mitzrayim, Shekain ain't Tamim Matan Dorim Al-Murim Al-Mizbeach. You can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim where there was no Mizbeach, Tamim Pesach Shetam Matan Dorim Al-Murim Al-Mizbeach. And therefore, how can you learn a Pesach that has a Mizbeach from a Pesach that doesn't have a Mizbeach? To which Rabbi Lezer responded, the Pesach says, that all Pesach, all common Pesach, and all generations are all treated the same. Rabbi Lezer, that after Bekiva said that you can't learn Pesach Doiris from Pesach Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim there was no Mizbeach, in the other generation there was, Lemelei, to which he said, Pesach Mamidba Yechiyach, that we see it has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, because in the Midbar there was Mizbeach, and there still wasn't, there was no Meiser. Says the Marla Drav, the Var of the Rekiva Kamalei. This is what Rabbi Lezer is saying. Look at the Dara Asher Mishavshah. And therefore, Pesach Mitzrayim, although there was no Meiser, can serve as a model that we don't use Meiser for Korban Pesach. Umashim Hai Percha, and your question that Pesach Mitzrayim did not have a Mizbeach, Pesach Midbar Yechiyach, that there was a Mizbeach, and they still didn't bring from Eiser. L'dach ta'amri ain't done Mesh Efshah, and according to you, you can't learn Pesach Doris from Pesach Mitzrayim, because there was no Meiser. So I say there's a Hekish of Avarata. Says the Gemara, but even if we have the Hekish, so Rabbi Lezer says, I have a Hekish, and that makes it irrefutable. But ask them why. Lifruch, that the two situations, a Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris are different, says the Gemara Amar of Sheshis. What does Rabbi Lezer mean to say that there's a Hekish? The rule is Ein Meshivim al Hekish. When we have a Hekish, there's no room for question. And the way Rashi and other Rishonim explain, that a Hekish could only be taught and learned if you have it b'kabbalah from your Rebbe, just like other areas of halacha. And therefore, if it's a kabbalah that we got back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the halacha, even if there are questions on it. The tabitza is a beis medrash. And Tosfos explains, why is a beis medrash called tabitza? Because it's a place where they did habatzas ha-Torah. Another pshat that I saw is tabitza is like a chotzer, an outside yard. And when there was no room in the beis medrash, the Talmidim used to sit outside learning. That's why it's called tabitza. But tabitza amar, that tabitza, they said that when our Mishnah says that ain't davar shebechayv ba'alam nechulin, we learn it from Pesach. Says the Gemara, this is the way we're learning. First, we're learning the Pesach Mitzrayim was not bought from Meiser. Then we learn Pesach Doyrus from Pesach Mitzrayim. And now we have a question. So now we're going to have a double hekesh. Pesach Doyrus from Pesach Mitzrayim and all Kabbonis from Pesach Doyrus. Says the Gemara, the way to learn it is B'chlola Itma. Not to learn that there's a double hekesh. First Pesach Doyrus from Pesach Mitzrayim and then all other Kabbonis from Pesach Doyrus. All Pesach is one rule, that Pesach doesn't come from Isa, and then we expanded Chodim Milsi, that all Kabbonis we learn from Pesach, so it's not a double Hekish. We learned in the Brisa that Pesach Darius doesn't come from Meiser. According to Belezer, we learned from Pesach Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Kiva says we can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Pesach, the Ene Baalim and the Chulin. The halacha that comes from Pesach doesn't come only from Chulin. Menolei, from where does he know that halacha? Says the Gemara, Nafkli v'hadam Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Lezer. He learns it from what Shmuel taught us in the name of Rabbi Lezer. The Pasuk says, when the Torah speaks about, the Torah after, it mentions all the Kabbonis, says, Marzois ha-Torah lo'oy l'mincha l'chatus l'ashem ulam lo'im l'zevach ha-shlamim. The Torah puts all the Kabbonis together, and we learn from one carbon dalocha to another carbon. Says Mara Oila. So what do we learn from Oila? Says Mara Ma Oila Tuna Kli. Just like a Oila needs a Keli. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Af Kol all Kabbonis Torn Keli. Ask Mara, what does that mean? Mahi Ilayim Mizrach, that the carbon is caught, the blood is caught in a bowl. So the Pasuk already teaches us that all Kabbonis are caught in a bowl. Why do I need a Pasuk? Ella Sakin. Says the Gemara that you have to kill the animal with a knife, not with any other sharp instrument. Even though we're going to learn that technically, halachically, you could kill an animal with any sharp instrument, the loch is oil should be with a knife and everything else. All Kabbonis should only be killed with a knife. So ask the Brice of Oyla Gufa Manoah, and how do we know that the Oyla has to be a knife? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, V'yishlach Avram Atziyodah V'yikechas Mechelis Lishchad Espenoi, that Avram Avinu is going to use a knife to kill Yitzchak V'hosam, and there was an Oyla, the Ksiv V'yaleu L'Oyla Tachas Benoi. And therefore, from there we learn that carbon Oyla needed a knife, and Zois Torah Sa'Oyla teaches us that all carbon oila require a knife. And from here we see that Avram Avinu was considered a kayin. Not only was he considered a kayin, he was considered actually a kayin gadol. Because were he not a kayin gadol, the moment he would have done something to Yitzchak, he would become an oinin, and therefore he can't do the avaida. But if he's a kayin gadol, explained the Mefarshim, then he could do the avoida. But if he was a kohen, so the question asked the Paradis Yosef, where were the Big Day Kahuna? So he says that the chiv of wearing Big Day Kahuna is only somebody who was told to wear Big Day Kahuna. Avram Avinu was never told to wear Big Day Kahuna, so there's no avera if he's missing wearing the Big Day Kahuna. And that's why the place where Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak as a carbon oila, wanted to bring Yitzchak as a carbon oila, Har Moriah is the first place where carbon was brought, and that became therefore the model, and all that became the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where in all future generations we bring the carbon. Moreover, why was Har Maria chosen to be the place for Kabbonis, not Har Sinai, for example, because a Beis HaMikdash, a place of a carbon, is a place where Mesiris Nefesh is shown. Har Maria, where Yitzchak, Avram, were ready to be Mesa Nefesh, is the place to build a Beis HaMikdash. Har Sinai, we receive the Torah, but it's not a representation of Mesiris Nefesh.